From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With the pandemic concerns causing increased demands for groceries, more people are looking for ways to get their staple items but limit their exposure to other people. In a survey of 1,600 Americans last week, 31% of U.S. households said they've used online grocery delivery or pickup in the past month, up from just 13% in August. The Packer.com reports 26% of the shoppers surveyed said they'd use a specific service for the first time. And among shoppers 60 and older, the new user rate is 39%. The USDA has extended the deadline for ReConnect pilot program applications to April 15th. Undersecretary Betty Brand says in light of the COVID-19 emergency, USDA is extending the application deadline for round two funding to give rural businesses, cooperatives, and communities extra time to apply for critical assistance to help bring high-speed broadband to rural areas. Congress provided USDA with $600 million to expand broadband infrastructure in rural America. North America's biggest farm suppliers are accelerating shipments of fertilizer, seeds, and ag chemicals to crop-growing regions in an unprecedented race against the coronavirus that threatens to disrupt planting season. According to AgWeb.com, the timing couldn't be worse for farmers preparing to plant crops. Disruptions in deliveries of fertilizer, seeds, and chemicals could reduce harvest and incomes for farmers hoping to sell more crops to China. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.